Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Go Loud!
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy from our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, we are looking for your help. Next month, for the very first time here in Ireland, the Irish Podcast Awards takes place. And we're very lucky that we have been shortlisted for two awards at this year's National Podcast Awards. We're shortlisted for the Best Daily Podcast, and we're shortlisted for the Best Current Affairs Podcast. Now, that's grand. The judges will be deciding who wins in those categories. But there is one final vote that we are looking for your help in winning, and it is the Listener's Choice Podcast Award. And basically how this works is you go to the website, you vote for our podcast, and the more votes we get, the better. So for those of you who are watching us on Facebook, I'm about to post the link for where you can vote for our podcast at the National Podcast Awards. So I've just posted it in there right now in the comment section. And for those of you listening to us on the podcast, here's how you get in contact with that vote. You go to irishpodcastawards.ie/vote and then search for Opinions Matter and give us a vote. You need to confirm your vote by email, and you can cast one vote per email address. It's basically to stop people taking the piss out of the whole thing. So once again, you go to irishpodcastawards.ie/vote and then you search for the podcast Opinions Matter and give us a vote. It's as simple as that, and we really would appreciate your support. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, at the moment, there are no laws surrounding what age somebody has to be in order to get inked, in order to get a tattoo. Basically, anyone can. However, most reputable tattoo artists will not touch someone who is under the age of 17 without parental consent. But what happens when the parent does consent and even brings her son along to get one for his 15th birthday? Is that irresponsible parenting? Well, a regular listener called Joanne got in contact with us about this. She doesn't want to use her full name for obvious reasons, but has she got a point? What type of parent brings their 16 or 15 year old, should I say, for a tattoo? So here's what Joanne wrote to us. She says, "Please don't give my surname, lads, but what do you think about this? Me and my sister-in-law both have 15-year-olds. My daughter has been at me for the last year to get a tattoo, and not a hope in hell is it happening until she's 17 or 18. My sister-in-law's young fella turned 15 last month and asked her could he get a tattoo of his favourite TV show Stranger Things. He needed her consent because the tattoo shop wouldn't do it otherwise. She brought him along for his birthday and got him one that takes up half his lower leg. I couldn't believe it. My brother is going mad about it as well. He can't believe that she did that. Do you not think that that is very young?" And that's from a lady called Joanne. And that's the conversation that we want to have with you this afternoon. Here in Ireland, there is no law, there is no legislation governing what age a child, a teenager, can get a tattoo. Now, most reputable tattoo artists won't do it on anybody under the age of 18 without parental consent, but it isn't the law. It is not in place in law, where in the UK, for example, It is very strictly prohibited. It is illegal to tattoo a person under the age of 18, except when the tattoo is performed for medical reasons. Now, I don't know what reason that would be, but it is illegal in the UK. There are no laws here, although it is mostly enforced by tattoo parlours that they will not do anybody under the age of 18 without parental consent. So this lady brought her son for a tattoo, 15th birthday, and he is delighted with himself. He's got his Stranger Things tattoo and he's thrilled.
I thought when I first heard this and we got this topic and I thought it was a piss take.
Why did you think it was a piss take?
Because I didn't think it was possible that someone could be so stupid. This parent is tick. I'm sorry. Absolutely reckless thing to do. Because here's the thing. At 15 years of age, you don't know your arse from your elbow. You don't know what you want in life, yeah? Mm-hmm. And, you know, one day, you know, you want one thing that changes, like the weather, yeah? So he got a Stranger Things tattoo, because it's his favourite programme at the moment. Won't be his favourite programme in 20 years. The tattoo looks hideous.
Won't be his favourite programme in 1 year, yeah. Let alone 20. So
can you imagine if my parents had given in? At 15 years of age, my favourite programme was, I'm trying to, it was Home and Away, actually. Now, can you imagine, at 15 years of age, had my parents have said, yeah, Jeremy, we'll bring you along, and I got the Home and Away logo tattooed on my arm, I'd look like a fucking idiot now.
You would, Jim.
The point is, at 15 years of age, you are not mature enough to make that decision.
Yeah, but he has been supported in the making of that decision. He has parental support. His mom is obviously happy. His mom probably has tattoos herself. I don't actually know the answer to that. But his mom obviously is happy enough. So he does have consent.
Well, this is a case of, by the way, the father, from what I can tell,
isn't happy.
This is a simple case of, again, of parents trying to be their kids' best friends and trying to be the cool parent. Every parent nowadays wants to be the cool parent, and she thinks it's great. And in fact, there was loads of comments on our Facebook post when we put this up. But loads of comments from people saying, oh yeah, my son, I brought my son at 15 and 16 years of age. Sure, I got the same done. And you think that's really cool. Be a parent, for God's sake. Be an actual parent.
But what if you don't mind tattoos? What if you think tattoos are okay?
But this isn't about whether or not tattoos are okay. Tattoos are okay. They're okay at a certain age. And 15 years of age, I think it's bordering on child abuse. I really do.
Abuse? Yeah. That's a bit over the top now.
No, I'm sorry.
Child abuse is doing something against the a child's will, is doing something that is inflicting harm and pain on a child. A child voluntarily wanting to get a tattoo and a parent agreeing to that child getting a tattoo done is hardly child abuse. It's a little bit over the top. I would love to hear from you on this. Our number is, are you ready? 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Send us a WhatsApp, please, with your opinion on this. A parent allowing their 15-year-old to get a tattoo done of their favourite television programme, which is Stranger Things, is that irresponsible? Is that child abuse?
She should be ashamed of herself. Why? She really should.
You're just not into tattoos. I'm not myself.
No, it's nothing to do with not being into tattoos. I don't mind some tattoos, but I think an age-appropriate decision has to be made here. That's all I'm saying. 15 is too young to decide. He decided.
And she agreed.
He decided to get that tattoo.
Yeah, and she agreed.
And she agreed because she wanted to be the cool mother that's able to tell other friends, oh, yeah, I let him get his leg done. Isn't it lovely? How cool am I as a parent?
Okay, send us a WhatsApp, please, to 085-825-2626. Adam, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Adam.
How are you doing? How's things?
Good, thank you, Adam. Well, Adam, what's your view on this? Is it okay for a parent to give consent for her 15-year-old son to get a tattoo? Actually, for his 15th birthday.
I would say no. I'd say he needs to be that little bit old. Just a few more years, just wait, and then you might want something completely different, because I didn't know what I wanted when I was 15. I still don't know now. But yeah, I got tattoos when I was 19, 20, but everywhere I went, they always asked for an ID, and if you didn't have ID, they didn't tattoo you. It was that simple, and I thought it was always the same process, to be fair.
Yeah, but you're in the UK, and in the UK, it is, as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, it is illegal to tattoo anybody under the age of 18, even with parental consent. That isn't the case here, although voluntarily tattoo parlours do enforce that. But there's no obligation. With parental consent, they can tattoo somebody much younger. You believe, obviously, that your laws are correct to not allow people under the age of 18 get a tattoo.
Yeah, but to be fair, the first tattoos I've got, I was living in Ireland. I got them in Dublin when I was 19. But I always thought it was still law, even in Ireland back then. I'm like 41 now. I didn't realise you couldn't underage get tattooed now. I thought.
Yeah, no, and still. Still, here in Ireland, we don't have any laws governing this.
Back in the day, I thought it was above law. Every time I went somewhere, there's always like 18, show your ID, and there's always like their own written rules sort of thing. So I assumed it was a legislation, but if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Fair enough.
So let me ask you then, Adam, do you have tattoos that you got when you were younger? This is the argument that Jeremy is making, that you don't know your arse from your elbow when you're younger. Even at 18 or 19, have you any tattoos that you got then? Because I just saw a message from somebody a moment ago saying, I got tattoos when I was 18 and I absolutely hate them now. I got my first tattoo at 17 is what the message says, and I hate it now. Do you still love the tattoos you got when you were younger?
Yes, I do. I've had several over the years. First of all, I got was 19. I said there was one I regretted. That's only purely because I went to somewhere else because I was just being impatient, and I got a cover since then because he just did a rush job, and you know, I just stuck to my usual basis. So I went somewhere else and he just did a bit boss job. So I did regret one, which I've covered over. But all the tattoos I've had since I was like 19, 20, I've sort of, you know, still like them now. But it's the sort of thing that's more personal to me. It's not just a band or a TV program or something that sort of fades out over time sort of thing. It's something that's more for me sort of thing.
Okay, so you don't regret any of them, do you?
No, I don't regret them. But I'd sort of say like it's just always worth waiting. Wait a while, decide what you want to get, rather than just randomly going. Yeah,
and isn't that the job? Yeah, isn't that the job of a parent? And 2 months ago, just over a month ago, when the kids broke up from school, my son turned around to me and he said, two of the boys in the school had Mohican haircuts. So we have to get Mohican haircuts, which is the big thing for kids now again this summer. And he said to me and his mother, he said, because we were bringing him for a haircut, and he said, can I get a Mohican haircut done? And we both turned around and we said, absolutely not. You are not getting that done. Now, had we wanted to be the cool, young, hip parents that tell their kids anything is possible, we would have said, go and get the Mohican haircut done. But you have to be a parent and you have to step up at sometimes and say,
okay,
no.
There is a bit of a difference here, though. Your young fellow is 7. Is he 7 or 8?
He's 7, yeah.
Yeah, he's not 15 or 16. Big difference. It's a big difference. He knows, you know, your own mind a lot more when you're 15 or 16 than you do when you're 7 or 8.
I didn't know, again, my arse and my elbow when I was 15. Didn't know what I wanted in life. And as I said, had I been let do what I wanted to do at 15, I would have got a home and away tattoo.
You didn't want a tattoo. You've never wanted a tattoo. So that's a real hypothetical conversation. You were never, ever going to get a home and away tattoo on your arm. This young fella obviously likes tattoos. He's into tattoos. I'm assuming, and I could be wrong, but I'm assuming that mammy and or daddy has tattoos as well. And he's always grown up with them. And it's not that big a deal. It's not that big a deal.
Again, this coming from a father, here's your hypocrisy coming out, Adrian. This coming from a father, and I remember the day your daughter rang you saying, could she get a tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the words you said to her on the phone was, over my fucking dead body.
I didn't use the fucking, but yes, over my dead body. Absolutely, yeah. Because I'm not into tattoos. I'm arguing
but
with you,
though.
Why
didn't you let your daughter get it, though?
No, I'm arguing with
you. No, but why didn't you get it? It was for her body, her body.
Well,
here
she eventually did get one. When she turned 18.
Yeah, but you told her over your dead body she'd get one at 15 or 16. So,
yeah.
But her body, her choice, according
because,
to you.
But
she knew what she wanted.
My argument is that the parent, this mother, obviously is into tattoos. I'm not, never have been, and didn't want my daughter getting a tattoo. But this mother obviously is into tattoos, does like them. That's the difference. Let me go to Edward. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Edward?
Good, Adrian. Listen, great interest there. Jeremy pointed out there earlier on in the conversation about whether or not this was appropriate for parents to allow children to get something like this. And I totally agree with him. But I think there obviously is a put-off point. Tattoos, let's just cut to a deeper element here. Tattoos are a form of self-harm, Adrian, for the majority.
A form of self-harm?
Yes, absolutely they are. And many studies have been done on this. Unfortunately, those that came out showed a pattern of abuse in childhood, a pattern of criminality in elder people who get them done continuously, and many others besides. So let's just take that theory for a moment, that this is actually a form of self-harm and self-injury, which any psychologist, if you ask them, will tell you it is. This is why I believe the bloody parlours in and around Dublin and many other places should be banned. I'd get rid of them in the morning if I could, because of what they represent. They destroy people's careers. They make you look like a fucking idiot when you go into an interview, when your sleeves are rolled up. And somebody who ordinarily you would think might be intelligent looks like a plonker when he comes in with his arms covered from head to toe in tats, you know?
So you believe that a tattoo, regardless of the age, is a form of self-harm rather than a form of artistic expression?
Not at all is it in the form of artistic expression. What it does is it prejudices you in the eyes of society that you're not altogether there.
Edward, will you give over? Now, I'm not into tattoos myself, but to be describing it as self-harm, a sign of abuse, a sign of criminality, all of these things, that's a little bit over the top.
Not at all, it's not, Jeremy. I mean, what you need to do is you need to dig into the research on this. I'm not just talking off the top of my head here. This has been well documented. You look at all of the studies done on people who get tattoos done, and a very, very large percentage of them are showing neglect and abuse in childhood, and this is an extension of that, okay?
Okay, so only you believe that it is a form of self-harm to get yourself tattooed, and then obviously if I take that step further, for a parent to allow a 15-year-old to be tattooed is what? Give me a word for that.
I would nearly go as far as to say it's a form of child abuse.
Which is something that Jeremy said a while ago. He described it as a form of child abuse.
Yes, it is. It involves pain for starters.
Hang on. If it's a form of child abuse, this child got this tattoo voluntarily. Wanted it.
No, she did not. No, she did not. Not at all. Not when you're 15. You don't get anything voluntarily when you're 15. And for anybody to even suggest that she did that with a clear mind is utter bollocks. I mean, this is something that tends to repeat itself in families. Mommy and daddy get one, then I get one. And then I bring them down and I stick a load of ink on their arm. I saw one girl recently. Jesus, she was gorgeous, Adrian. Absolutely gorgeous. And her mom was covered in this shit, okay? So the first thing she did, she's only 16 and I won't mention any names, but she went down on her birthday and said, look, 70 quid, what do you want to do with the 70 quid? She had a choice between a new phone or a tattoo. She got one done just above her right breast, which was a memorial to her grandfather. And I said, what in the fuck name did you get her to do that for? I know this family. And she says, because she wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted it because you wanted it, I said to her. Well, the conversation went into it went south after that, and I just looked to hell. I didn't say exactly how I felt, and I won't go into any more detail, but she destroyed herself. This bloody big thing.
Okay, but this is a memorial to her granddad. You obviously didn't have the sort of relationship or feelings towards her granddad that this girl did. You know, and this is where a lot of people will argue that tattoos are a form of self-expression and body art.
Oh, yeah. No, you can go along with that. But what she's also done in the same breath is this. She's destroyed any chance she had of a modelling career because nobody will even look at that bloody monstrosity or try and photograph it. And also, when she goes into any type of interview, this thing standing out, fine, it's an expression which she has every right to express of her love for her granddad, but she looks like a fucking idiot, Adrian.
Okay, but stay there for one second. I want to just play this WhatsApp voice note that came into us just a moment ago from Robbie.
Yeah, I think Joanne just needs to mind her own fucking business and just, you know, let them get on with it.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Lauren, are you a little bit annoyed listening to this conversation?
I've actually heard it. I've heard it all now. That's hilarious. that gas. God, I must have word with my mum and dad about what abuse they put me through when I was younger. Look, I had my first tattoo at 14.
At 14?
At 14, yeah. Without my parents' permission, my dad looked at it and said, when does that wash off? He hadn't got a clue. At 14, and then I looked older than I did. And then at 16, I have a 15-year-old daughter who wants one now, because her best friend got one for her 16th birthday. And I've just told her, no, not right now. The ones I have at that age, are a bit crap, you know what I mean? Stupid ones, but...
Isn't that the point of this conversation?
That's the point I was making. That when I think of tattoos for teenagers, I think of teenagers going off to Magaluf, getting pissed drunk, and going into a tattoo parlor and just getting something stupid on their body that they would end up regretting. Remember? Do you remember back in the early 90s, all the women were getting barbed wires around their arm because Pamela Anderson got it done. Yeah. Single woman, I can guarantee you, any single woman that got that monstrosity done on her arm has now had it removed because they look.
And the Playboy bunny as well.
All the girls getting dolphins on them. They're all gone now, so they look stupid.
Yeah.
No, okay, Lauren, let me ask you then, and it's a kind of a side issue, but firstly, Edward believes that it is a form of child abuse to allow an under 18 to get a tattoo, and he also described tattoos in general as a form of self harm. What do you say to that?
I don't really have much words for that, to be quite honest with you. I don't even know how to reply to self-harm. I mean, that doesn't even make sense, you know? I just don't know how to even reply to that. I've never heard that. I'm so stupid in my whole life.
And how many tattoos do you have?
I have two. I have a full sleeve and then I have a half a sleeve done. And then I have ones, just the kind of little crappy ones that I got when I was younger, on my back and my neck. The back of my neck and... I have a few, one on my stomach and one on my hip. But the ones on my arms are the ones I got as an adult. And you pay a lot of money for a good tattoo artist. And I told my daughter, I said to her, if you still want one in a few years' time and you're still thinking about the same thing, then I will bring you and I will make sure you go to a reputable tattoo artist and I will make sure it's done properly. Because this is the same daughter that a few years ago would say to me that your tattoos are lovely, but I don't think they look nice on a girl's arms, but now because our friend has one, she's all of a sudden wanting a tattoo. I said I don't mind you having one, but not until you're old enough and have spent a long time thinking about it and wanting it. And then, you know, because you see people just...
And is, okay, but well, then is that because you now feel it was wrong of you to get your tattoo at 14? The one that you got at 14, what's it like now?
No, it's still... I got a unicorn on my stomach now. It's not really centred where it should be,
you. That's no. Sorry, Lauren. Don't take offence. But that's as tacky as hell. That is a unicorn. It's like these girls in their 20s. They go to Magaluf and they get a dolphin on their hip. And by the time they're fifty, the dolphin looks like Orca the killer whale. You know what I mean?
I got Chucky Law on my shoulder.
What?
Yeah, when I was 16.
Are you a mad Sinn Féin Republican?
Oh, look, do you know, I can't even speak Irish.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, Edward, I can hear you. I can hear you
falling over there.
Falling over, yeah.
I'm not going to come on air and criticise a woman like that. But I mean, what I am saying is it's very, very sad that she's messed her body up to that degree. And wait till she gets to around 60. She sounds like she's in her 40s or 30s there. But wait till she gets to 60. She's going to be one big bloody mess. When all that stuff starts to go down, you're going to be a mess, love. And you're going to be not only a mess, you're going to be an embarrassing mess. Because you're going to look at yourself on the beach somewhere in Tenerife and you're going to say, what in the Jesus did I do to myself? That's your choice. But don't encourage it in your kids, is my point. Let your kids at least have a chance at life without bringing that mess into their lives, you know?
Can I ask you, Lauren, do you think you've made a mess of your body?
No, if I had the cash, as I said, it's quite expensive to get done, I would have my body covered, properly.
And what do you say to Edward's belief that all you're doing is inflicting self-harm?
Look, you can't bloody please everybody, can you? I mean, I've never heard anyone say tattoos are... I've heard them being called horrible and whatever, but I've never heard anyone call tattoos as a, like, it's a form of expression, it's a form of art. Like, yes, people don't, like, my dad doesn't like tattoos at all, like, you know what I mean? But I get stopped a lot with my tattoos about people asking me about them, like, you know what I mean? So it's just, I mean, it's a personal choice. And I mean, I just think calling itself, I just can't even find like a
Sorry, I'm actually busy at the moment, Lauren. I'm setting up a GoFundMe to have your Chucky or Law tattoo removed.
I think can't read it now. It's okay. It's all my, oh, you can't my read God. It properly.
That's imagine
I'm
like
a picture.
And come here, have you ever been stopped going into Heathrow Airport with that tattoo? Or do you imagine the police in London seeing Chucky or Law? You see that, but that proves the point that I was making. When you got that Chucky or Law tattoo, and it was like these young ones years ago that got the Chinese writing on them when they couldn't even speak Mandarin, like, and some of them were getting chicken chow mein on their back and they didn't even know it said that. Like, you got something done. You literally proved the point that young people should not be let near an income.
No, 100% did. That's why I told my daughter she's not having one until, like, she's about 18. And if she still wants it then I will be with her and I will help her decide, because she won't be deciding on her own at 18. Because even then, I mean, even in my 20s, I got, like, only little small ones, now they're covered up now, like, but they're just stupid little things, like, you know, just for spending a few quid, like, instead of just getting something decent. So, no, I do agree with you. I agree with your kids going around just for the sake of having that tattoo, thinking they look cool, exactly. Get stupid little things. Spend a 50-60 euro on a tattoo. You can't get a good tattoo for less than a couple of €100 nowadays. And if anyone gets out in like less than that, they're only getting crap and they're only going to have big black marks on their body. Like, so no, I do agree with you about the young kids. Like,
okay, Edward, let me just go back to you for one second, and I want to read a couple of comments that have come in, and I want to get your reaction. One of them is, Edward is close-minded man who cares way too much about what other people think. And then another message says, let's set up a GoFundMe for Edward's first tattoo, which I can't see you going for. And then finally, Caroline posted this. She says, we are entitled to do as we wish with our own bodies. What do you say
absolutely
to that?
Absolutely you are. I mean, once you reach that magical age of 18, nobody has the right to tell you what you can choose to do with your own body. But when you're dealing with a 14-year-old, an innocent child who is vulnerable and who does not necessarily have the same wherewithal as to, you know, whether this is right or wrong, you are not, as a parent, entitled to bring that child down to a tattoo parlor and destroy them. Because that's what you're doing. You're destroying them. You're fucking them up and you're making them look like a plonker for the rest of their natural lives unless they have the money to remove it. And the majority of kids don't. And also, you need to remember as well too, and a tattoo hurts like hell. Why would you inflict pain upon yourself? Because you're already feeling it inside. That's okay, why you're doing it.
Yeah, and this comes back to the self-harm thing, that you believe that there's a want in people, basically, who get a tattoo. That's really what I'm hearing from you.
This, again, is something that psychologists have talked about on air several times. Why do people want to inflict pain upon themselves? Because let's face it, these things apparently, I can't speak directly, bloody hurt. And they involve an extraordinary amount of pain for hours on end, not to mention the cost of the stupid things. And then when you go into a job interview and you go for a respectable job, and people look at them and they say, this person has fucking serious, got serious issues. And they're covered in this graffiti. I mean, you can understand their reaction. And that goes for the police. The Gardaí up to recently simply forbade anybody coming into that job who are covered in tats. Now they've had to change that.
But not only that, one of the reasons that they've had to change the rule is because of how many people actually have tattoos. They are much more popular now than they ever were.
Well, they're popular for all the wrong reasons, I submit. I see it as a symptom of a dysfunctional society when we are allowing our kids to go in and destroy themselves. Because that's the word I'm using, destroy themselves with muck on their body.
Stay there for a second. I want to go to Mary Lou. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mary Lou?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, what did you want to say on this?
Oh, I can't even listen to him. I'm sorry.
Why?
Like, destroy ourselves. Like, it's a tattoo. Like, I just can't. The only reason I commented on the Facebook was I was 16 when I got my first tattoo. And my mom brought me in. I had begged and begged and begged for a tattoo. And
describe that very first tattoo to me. What's it like?
It's just a tribal design on the back, my lower back, like pretty much what most kind of girls go around with, in fairness. And I had begged and begged, and my mom was like, no, you're not getting a tattoo. And she eventually said, ask your dad. And my dad said, well, you can get a tattoo if your mom does. So a couple of weeks later, my mom says,
so you can get a tattoo if your mom does?
Yeah, you can get a tattoo if your mom gets one.
Right, so you both went and got one, did you?
We both went in. My mom's a big Celtic fan. She got a Celtic crest on her arm, which she was actually chuffed with. And at the time, she was like, that's great now. You just make sure when I'm lying in the coffin that I'm sideways, that my tattoo is showing. And I got my tribal design. We were delighted.
Sorry, Jeremy. Jeremy's cringing here. What are you cringing at?
Jeremy's not going to...
I heard your comment earlier as well about parenting and all this. My mom was the strictest parent in the world. The local shop to me was literally like 300, like, from my house. And she would not let me go to the shop. She was the strictest parent ever. So I don't want to hear anything about how awful parenting is.
I was about to give out about the soccer crest tattoos. That's me pet hate now, I have to say. I remember many years ago, many, many, many years ago, back in my single days, pulling a woman in the nightclub. That was rare. That's how I remember it. It very rarely happened. And I remember I discovered on her hip she had a Liverpool crest. And I just said, no, I can't. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was the end of that.
My mom's in her 60s, so she doesn't need to be pulled or anything.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Your mother, and it's, she had to leave her, put a liver bird on her hip. I was like, no. An Everton man isn't going to hit on a woman with a Liverpool crest.
So, okay.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So
I'm an Everton girl and my boyfriend hasn't got a Liverpool crest. I don't think I'd be into it.
You just couldn't have sex with someone that had a Liverpool crest on their body. Sure you couldn't.
No, definitely not. Couldn't do it.
Anyway, so you at 16 went along with your mammy for a day out together. She got her Celtic crest. You got a tribal tattoo on your lower back. Do you still like it?
I do, yeah, I do. And like, I have like a mother of two kids now, so it doesn't come out very often, but I still do love it. And I went on to have three more tattoos after that then as well. And I love every single one of those as well.
And are you done now?
No, I don't think so. I went to Australia in 2015 and I said when I came back that I wanted to do something to sort of commemorate my time there, so I'm waiting to do that one.
Sorry, don't tell me you're getting a kangaroo on your boob or something, are
no,
you?
No, nothing like that, no, nothing tacky.
Okay, let me read a message that's just come in to us, and this is for you, Mary Lou, and it says, you can beg till the effing cows come home, no is no. A tattoo on teens, it's not good because we all read a book by its cover. In other words, what that message is suggesting is that as you
they're trying to judge me by the tattoo that I got on my back.
But in fact, because your name is Mary Lou, you should get Chucky or Law tattoo on you. That'd be a great tattoo. Hi, I'm Mary Lou, Chucky or Law.
Allegedly.
What do you mean allegedly?
Allegedly. Anyway, great to talk to you, Mary Lou. Thanks very much indeed.
Mary Lou,
cheers. 085-825-2626 is our number. This is Sandra.
Sandra here. Can I just say that that sister of the mother who has the son who's 15 and wants to get a tattoo, let him get a tattoo. That's none of her business. That has nothing got to do with her whatsoever. At least the child, I hope not, is not drinking and he's not taking drugs and he's never been in trouble with the law. It has nothing got to do with her. She did not bring him into the world. That has nothing got to do with her. Could you imagine me turning around and saying to my sister, oh, this is how you should be rearing your child? Do you know where she'd tell me to go? She'd tell me to F off and mind my own business. How dare she? That has nothing got to do with her. I'm sorry, but there's my opinion.
It's Happy Opinions Tuesday. Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Now, Caroline, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Caroline.
Hi, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Caroline. Now, you're annoyed as well. What are you annoyed at?
I said we should get a GoFundMe page for Edward and get him a sports tattoo.
Yeah, he's not interested. Sure you're not, Edward?
Not at all. No.
Comment is the most ridiculous comment you ever heard in my life.
But his comment was that to get tattoos on your own body is a form of self-harm. And he thinks for a parent to allow an under 18 to get a tattoo is child abuse. What do you say to all of that?
Absolutely it is. It's something that should be banned.
And I couldn't let him get one, yeah. Only because I got one when I was 17. My mom didn't know anything about it. She only found out years later because it was on my hip and I can't stand it. The only reason I wouldn't allow my 17-year-old to get it is because they wouldn't really like what Jeremy said. They like something this week and next week they like something else. So leave them till they're older.
Okay, so you are actually agreeing with Edward from that point of view that under 18 should not be allowed to get a tattoo. Do you think we need laws? Because I was shocked to discover that we don't have any laws around tattoos. The parlours here voluntarily won't tattoo somebody under the age of 18 without parental consent, but we don't actually have any laws. Do we need a law?
I think it's up to the parent and the child. If that's her own business, if she wants to allow her kids, I wouldn't, who am I to say? But I just wouldn't allow mine. And the only reason I wouldn't allow them is because I know you probably won't like it in a few years' time. The same as me when I got one I stepped in. It's like Japanese, I don't even know what it says. It could say chicken fried rice or whatever. Oh, I know.
Right, so have you ever tried to find out what it means?
No, now that you're getting my thoughts thinking, I might actually take a photo of it and Google it.
Yeah, because it would be a little bit embarrassing if the tattoo...
Well, it's not me.
If the tattoo meant I'll have sushi for my dinner or something like that, that would be very embarrassing, wouldn't it?
I have 12 tattoos, and to be honest with you, I think I only like two.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, why? And what was going through your mind when you got them all?
A few drinks. I was having the crack and someone else was getting one. I say, oh, sure, I'll get one as well.
And yeah, no, and we had a woman on this podcast only a couple of weeks ago who admitted to having gotten a tattoo in Benidorm with a load of her friends. She sent us a video of it being done and she's embarrassed now. But again, drink.
You know, what's that program, Tattoo Fixers, some of the tattoos that come in.
That's what I always think. What looks good on you in your 30s is not going to look good. I mean, what granny in her 70s is going to look good with a lower back tattoo?
Well, in fairness, she's not going to be showing her skin off, I'd say. I wouldn't say she'd be wearing a belly top now, Jeremy.
No, probably not.
Why can't grannies wear belly tops?
To be honest, you can only see two small ones. You can't see any of the rest of them, so they're hidden enough.
But would you agree, there's a reason why most tattoo artists, and piercing, by the way, that's another day's work. There's a reason why most tattoo artists and piercing artists will not do someone 15 or 14 years of age. And the reason for that, obviously, is that they believe at that age you're not mature enough to make that decision. That's the reason, isn't it?
It is,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, when I lived in Paris when I was younger, I got a piercing, and in Paris you had to be 19 to get a piercing. That was only a belly button.
Oh, right, okay. And we don't have any laws like that here. Do you think it is time that we brought in laws to make it impossible, as in the UK, to put a tattoo on somebody under the age of 18, parental consent or not?
Probably just because at that age you don't really know what you want, and you probably would regret it. But that parent that decided, that's their own business. Like, I wouldn't be... It's no, whose business is it is to say what another parent does.
Okay, let me go to Chloe. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thank you, Chloe. Well, is it okay to let a 15-year-old get a tattoo?
I'm in 2 months. I think the parent knows their child and they know what they want. I don't think if I had a child of that age, I don't think I'd let them get a tattoo of that size. But at the same time, they're young, but they're not that young. They know their own minds. I think it's up to the parents, frankly.
Okay, so you believe that a parent knows their child better than anybody else, and you're right, and this mammy would know whether or not the child is happy enough to get a tattoo, or, well, the child has obviously asked for the tattoo, and you were saying if the parent is happy, who are we to judge?
Exactly, I mean, that's their choice. I mean, it mightn't be my cup of tea, but, you know, it's other people's cup of tea, and some tattoos can look quite nice. Who are we to judge a book by a cover?
Mind you, anybody I've heard who got a tattoo as a teenager, most of them don't like the tattoo that they got when they were a teenager.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that too. But I mean, at the same time, the parents can say no, and then the child will probably go out and get it anyway. So maybe it's better done under supervision.
And do you yourself have any tattoos?
No, I don't. I'm too much of a wimp to go out there and get
it. I have to be honest, that's the thing with me. I'm too much of a wimp. I am too much of a wimp because I don't like pain. I've never been good with pain. And it's just not for me now, I have to say.
A friend of mine has a nice one on her ankle. Now, it's a small one, but it's a really nice one. You know, and I said, even that would make me pass out.
So you don't have any tattoos because you're not into pain. But if a parent wants to allow their child to get a tattoo, you don't have any issue with that at all?
I don't think so. Depending on the age of a child, I mean, 15... it's kind of old enough now. I was under 13. Yeah, I'd say okay, but you know, 13-year-olds, they really have no idea about anything. But 15, they're kind of more or less getting there. So I think parents should consider both sides.
All right, good to talk to you, Chloe. Thanks very much indeed for your call. And I have to say, an awful lot of people, I'm surprised, with the exception of you and Edward, most people believing, look, it's okay. If a parent who knows their child wants to allow their child to get a tattoo, who are we to judge them, basically?
Okay, the point is, here's the point. Children need guidance when they're 14 and 15 years of age, yeah? Mm. They need guidance, yeah? And it is your job as a parent to guide children and to make a decision that they can't make for themselves, yeah? Like myself, now I know my son is just, he's only 8 now in a few weeks, but he wanted a Mohican haircut. I made the decision as a parent that wasn't
okay, as I said, there is a difference between an 8-year-old and a 15 or 16-year-old, because a 15 or 16-year-old is very close to being an adult.
You shouldn't either.
Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note, and that is from John.
The parents are absolute idiots. Only children are meant to buckle under peer pressure. She buckled under peer pressure from a child. Idiot
parent, says that message. Thank you, John. Thank you all of you for all of your calls, comments, texts and opinions on this latest Opinions Matter podcast. And we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one.
As we do on every single topic.
Absolutely.
Here, on tomorrow's podcast, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's do a topic that the two of us agree on.
There is very little in life that you and I agree on.
People who bring drink into pubs. Scum.
Ah.
Oh, we don't even agree on that?
No, the prices have gone ridiculous.
You work for pubs.
Ah, sure.
Your wages are determined by the fact that people buy drink.
I know. Okay, it is wrong. There you go.
Oh, my God.
I've said it. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We're back with you again very soon. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. And if you're listening on Spotify, click the little bell icon and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. Thanks very much indeed for listening.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.